You're welcome back to Morning Ireland. It's 12 minutes to 9. The first human trial of an experimental vaccine against Ebola suggests that it is safe and that it may help the immune system to combat the deadly virus. Since March, more than 5,000 people have died from Ebola in Sierra Leone, Liberia and Guinea. We can talk now to Dr. Graham Fry, who is founder of the Tropical Medical Bureau. He's now its clinical director and he's on the line now. Dr. Fry, good morning.
Hi, good morning to you too.
What more can you tell us about this vaccine and what's happening in the trials?
Okay, well, we're still at a very early point in time. I mean, they've only tried it on 20 people at this point, so that's very, very small numbers of people who've actually been offered the vaccine to see does it produce the antibodies. Nevertheless, the actual response so far that has been reported is excellent. Now, there's been very, very good response from those who've had it. So we're still at a very early stage, Audrey, and you have to go on now to the next stage of trying it on hundreds and hundreds of people, not just this small cohort that's been used so far.
So when, obviously depending on the results, but when might it be available for widespread use?
I think the figures that I've seen are at the end of 2015, so that's 12 months away at this point in time before the vaccine is going to be easily available for the vast majority of people who actually need it, who are those who are actually living in the West African outbreak at the moment and potentially other outbreaks that are occurring as well. But so it's a good while off yet. It's at least 6 to 12 months, that sort of time frame.
Is it being made too quickly?
That's a difficult question because obviously, like in 2009, when we had the swine flu problem, we had to have a vaccine very rapidly because swine flu was killing so many people. And actually, some people may remember back to the 1950s when we had exactly the same situation with the polio outbreak, a huge polio outbreak in Dublin and Cork around that time, and in many other areas as well, obviously. And that vaccine was rushed to. So under certain circumstances, you have to get a vaccine out quickly because it's the lesser of the two evils. So yes, there will be some shortcuts taken. There'll be some safety protocols which will be put aside just to try and ensure that we have something to protect people. Because at this point in time, obviously, there isn't anything, which is one of the major difficulties in West Africa.
And presumably, if these trials yield positive results, then the vaccines will be offered to thousands of health workers across West Africa who are dealing with the Ebola virus. Is it known, though, how long the protection from the vaccine might last?
No, it's far too early. That has to come over the next 6 to 12 months. That's one of the things that will be looked at, the side effects of the vaccine, potentially, the amount of coverage actually gives, what length of time it lasts for. Those are things that have to be looked into when you're actually producing any vaccine against any illness. And one of the things about it is just to bear in mind, vaccines are brilliant. They really do work very well, but they don't necessarily give 100% protection. So under those circumstances, if the vaccine is giving 80%, 90%, 95%, you still have to be careful. You still have to take all the normal precautions which are necessary to try and avoid infection transmission.
You can't become complacent, in other words.
No, not at all.
Absolutely.
No,
and
no, that's absolutely true.
In relation to your job as clinical director of the Tropical Medical Bureau, are you seeing or getting many calls from people who have returned to Ireland who've been in West Africa?
Yeah, we're seeing quite a number who are actually going to West Africa as part of one of the aid organisations going to work out there. So they obviously need to be met and talked through. And they need to be covered against other illnesses, not forgetting that there's many other things that occur out in that part of the world. And then we're getting the opposite, which is people coming back home into Ireland who have potentially been exposed. Most of the vast majority of the risk has been extremely small, obviously. But nevertheless, you need to make sure that they understand what to look out for over these coming days.
And that's all you can offer them, isn't it? Advice and that's it, really.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, don't forget, in the vast majority of cases, and that's foodborne disease, waterborne disease, mosquito-borne disease, doesn't really matter what disease, one of the best things is not to get the illness in the first place and what to look out for so that if you do develop anything, that we can actually do something about it. We can care for the person and try and ensure that they're given the best possible care and avoid them passing it on to other people as well.
Well, thank you very much indeed for talking to us on Morning Ireland. That's Dr. Graham Fry, who is the clinical director and founder of the Tropical Medical Bureau.